I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 19th, 2017 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey is absent. Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Mr. Lukey is excused, and there are seven members of city council present, so a quorum does exist. We welcome you all to our city council meeting tonight. I know we have a Notre Dame Academy student in the back, and we have a guest of council tonight, Lauren Nickam and her parents, the press, and a person that may or may not be on the agenda tonight. You're on the agenda, John, but we're talking about it. Yes. With that, we ask you all to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Hussman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I have none this evening. Mrs. Westfall?
I'm just trying to make sure that my report is on the agenda. Yes.
It is. Number six.
Very good.
Nothing.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Other members of council, any additions for the agenda? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as submitted?
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved for this evening. Meeting minutes from our June 5th meeting. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Journal of Minutes of the June 5th, 2017 meeting of Sylvania City Council as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from June 5th as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the meeting minutes from June 5th are approved as submitted. Agenda item five, we are honored to have tonight with us Lauren Nickam and her parents, Mel and Allison Nickam. As council knows, it's our tradition in this city to recognize all state champions, and Lauren was a state champion just recently and set a track record in the Ohio State track, and also a second, the third for all time. Very impressive. And will be attending Columbia University, I'm told, and competing in track there as well. That's the big city there. I do know a graduate that was on the track there. He's much older than you, but he was very successful, wonderful education, and a very fast runner. I was very impressed. All right, with that, you have in your council packets, under agenda item five, a resolution. Resolution 5, 2017, to recognize Lauren Nickam. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 5-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania commending Lauren Nickam for winning the Girls 100-meter hurdles Ohio High School Athletic Association Division I State Championship, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 5, 2017, be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final approval of Resolution Number 5-2017.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 5, 2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 5, 2017 is approved. Let me come out and read it in its entirety for the Notre Dame Academy student here. We normally don't have to read legislation in its entirety because people can be provided with it in advance. When we're honoring something, the mayor comes out and reads it himself. And we can hear and we'll read it. I have Resolution Number 5, 2017, a resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania commending Lauren Nickam for winning the Girls
think I'm just gonna spend my time watching her. And then drive there after work. Thank you for your work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, congratulations.
You are not expected.
Thank you.
Thank you, have a good evening.
Good luck.
Pretty impressive record. To be young, huh?
Let's move on to agenda item six, which is a report of the public hearing, ordinance 30-2017, front yard parking, held this evening at 7:00 PM in these council chambers. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you shared, there was a public hearing this evening for ordinance number 30-2017, amending section 1157.12, front yard parking prohibited. For the record, present were council members Capellini, Frye, Hanem, Hussman, Mishka, and myself, Westfall, and also the law director, Mrs. Brining, service director, Mr. Aller, economic development director, Mr. Sanford, clerk of council, Mrs. Booker, and Mayor Stowe were present. The legislation had been referred to the Savannah Municipal Planning Commission, and they approved it with some changes at their May 10th, 2017 meeting. Mr. Aller did take some time to explain in detail the zoning, the changes made at the Savannah Municipal Planning Commission meeting. And then we opened up for public comment. There was only one person present for public comment. That was Reba Sarver, and she spoke to her concerns and brought some pictures of homes in her neighborhood that she had concerns about the use of their front yard and the way they're parking on the grass and using gravel. So there was some in-depth conversation about items surrounding hard surfaces and right-of-way space and a few other things. Ultimately, however, the council members did vote to advance legislation for ordinance 30-2017 to this evening's council meeting with a recommendation that this topic be referred to zoning for further discussion of hard surface, defining hard surface, and looking at a few other issues regarding grandfathering in of driveways of varying types. So with that, I think we'd like to advance the legislation.
It's being distributed now. You should all have a copy of ordinance 30-2017 as discussed at the public hearing. Again, I think the idea is that you go ahead and pass this legislation that's been through the system of public hearing and plan commission comment, and then take on the issue of hard surface, whether gravel meets that or not, as a separate issue. Work with the law director to prepare legislation for that, including whatever grandfathering clauses you think are appropriate, and then that will go through the system.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 30-2017, all members of council having received copies in advance. I'll read by title only. Amending Part 11, Planning and Zoning Code of the Codified Ordinances of Sylvania 1979 as amended by amending Section 1157.12, Front Yard Parking Prohibited, modifying the recommendation of the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 30-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 30-2017.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 30-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 30-2017 is approved. Mr. Hanem, I don't know if you have a zoning and committee meeting already scheduled.
I don't have anything scheduled.
Okay, but we do have one that's going to get scheduled down as a part of 10B, and that can be a part of that meeting. Okay.
Well, I think I want to
think I want to look at our, some of our solutions and some legislation before we schedule that.
This one's going to take some thinking. It's not going to be a one-size-fits-all solution, I don't think.
Right, we have the sign issue, I think we're probably, I'd like to meet with the law director before we do this next issue, so.
Schedule is up to you.
Might not set it tonight.
Yeah, your schedule, it's up to you, sir.
Yeah, I mean, we're, okay.
All right, let's move on to agenda item seven, zoning ordinance amendment application, PD 2017. This for a zoning change from R1 to R1 plan development for property at 7610 Erie Street, right there at Sun Valley, as requested by Erie Street Properties LLC. This was tabled 2 weeks ago on June the 5th. The action that council needs to take next in the process is referral to the planning commission. However, I don't believe we've seen an actual revised plan yet, John. Is that true or not?
Mr. Mayor,
Okay, I've had it expressed to me by a couple of members of council that they're uncomfortable referring something to the plan commission before they see it, because they did not like everything about your first plan. Now, the solution to that, as to not cause you any delay, would be to have council consider it at a special council meeting a week from Friday on June the 30th. There are two meetings already scheduled then that will bring council together, but to refer to the plan commission, I believe it needs to be done from an open council meeting, which can be a one item or one agenda meeting that morning. It will make no difference in your timing, because the plan commission does not meet next until the second week of July, on July 12th. If council does not refer it before that meeting, you will not get to the plan commission until August, when plan commission meets on August the 9th. Do you think that within those additional days you can get something back? We'd like something back sooner, so council can take a look at it prior to that morning.
Absolutely, and we'd like to get a letter from Mr. Allen outlining points that we do, so that we can transpose those into the plan and get it back.
Good, sounds perfect. Mr. Allen, any comments?
No, we did have the meeting as John indicated, and went through several items that we feel need to be addressed in the plan that they have put together. And you know, obviously that meeting just taking place today, they didn't have time to get them revised and back to us for this council meeting. But we'll work with them, you know, to get the plans in a presentable format, if you will, of something that we feel comfortable in moving forward and that we would feel comfortable bringing to council. So.
Mrs. Westfall, is that acceptable to you and members of City Council? Mr. Hanum?
Yeah. John, one of the things that as we've talked about this, that concerns us is this, is the way this property will sit in relation to Sun Valley, across the street. And I don't know what the ultimate plan. I don't know what happened this morning. But the drawing that we had kind of had the ingress and egress out of this PUD, this plan development, kind of into the left-hand turn lane off of Erie into Sun Valley. And I don't know what your long-term plan is there, but we're...
It's an existing driveway. It's been there forever. You could say probably prior to Sun Valley.
That's probably true.
There's a traffic light there now.
There's a traffic light.
It's going to come into play.
Yeah.
And
just look.
You're trying to save the house, was my assessment.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see what you come up with.
All right.
this solution is acceptable to enough council members. I think we probably need to defer this until June the 30th, and then also an instruction to Mrs. Booker to schedule a special meeting of council on Friday, June 30th. Perhaps you want to do it a little earlier.
I was thinking maybe we split that in at 8 o'clock when the Main Street streetscape conversation was supposed to happen, and have that followed.
Or even 7:45 or something.
Seems like there was another meeting in there.
It's 8:45.
Oh, it's afterwards. Okay, how about...
What do we have after that?
You got tired of funding at 8:45. Mr. Gee is coming into the Community Relations Committee meeting, probably at 9 o'clock, but he scheduled it officially at 8:45, so he didn't have to wait.
Okay, I didn't know we had scheduled that. So Tarter's coming...
Coming at
8:45. Could we do a 7:30 meeting or 7:45?
You certainly can. If everybody can make it, of course you can.
Done?
Yeah.
I'd rather do it earlier than later.
And it's a committee of the whole at 8, so that seems appropriate to do that as well.
So 7:30, I think, 15 minutes is enough.
Depends what kind of comments.
So we're here.
I think 7:30. 7:30 is good.
Okay.
Okay, the Tarter's meeting's at 8:45?
It's scheduled for 8:45. It may not begin until 9, but Mark Lutke asked it to be publicized or published at 8:45 in case the committee of the whole meeting was done early and you did not have to sit around and wait. Tarter will start whenever the committee of the whole meeting is complete.
So there's three meetings that morning, 7:30, 8, and 8:45.
Right.
You know, that's, and you're not having a meeting on Monday, July the 3rd. You're going to put three items you're going to take care of ahead of time. So I think that's a good solution if people are in town willing to do that. You do not all have to be in attendance. Council can do business with less than 7 or 6. You can do anything with 5.
Mayor, I won't be able to attend that day, so there will be at least one absence.
I think it'll only take 4 votes to refer this to the Planning Commission.
7:30.
It's
best to bunch things when you can like this. Okay, anything else, Mrs. Booker?
Are you making a motion to defer it until then?
Yes.
So then for the recommendation.
Would you like a motion to do that?
Yeah.
I move we table this matter until a special meeting of council on June 30th, 2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded to table and defer action on PD 2 2017 until a special council meeting scheduled for Friday, June 30th at 7:30 a.m. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll see you bright and early a week from Friday. Third time might be a charm. Okay, thank you. Moving on to agenda item 8. You have the Plan Commission's recommendation concerning Ordinance 31-2017, amending Part 11, Planning and Zoning Code for special use regarding adult daycare. The assignment tonight is to set a public hearing for that change to the zoning code. The Clerk of Council recommends August 21st. Now, as the first council meeting night available for that.
Do we have any that night, or is that one that's first?
According to my calendar,
We
canceled the meeting on the 7th, and we are meeting on the 21st. That is a special day. That'll be the total eclipse of the sun in North America, at least around here. But I think it will be well done before you come into council. However, if you want to impress King Arthur or anything like that, that's the day to do it.
Some of you got that, some of you didn't. I would recommend probably 7 o'clock for this public hearing.
No, for council in July.
On August 21st.
August 21st. Because of the defer, it takes 30 days of publication.
We're skipping, I guess it's the 10th.
Yeah, we're meeting on the 24th.
Yes.
Mrs. Spooker, you don't think you can get this done in time for July 24th, apparently? No, there is no meeting in July. No, you can't get it done by then. That doesn't work.
Yep.
Okay. So that's the first available date.
Do you need a motion for that?
Sure do.
I move that we set the public hearing for August 21st, 2017, at 7 p.m. for ordinance number 31-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded to set the public hearing date, ordinance 31-2017, concerning adult daycare for Monday, August 21st, at 7 p.m. The clerk will advertise that date. Thank you.
What time, 7?
7 p.m. Moving on to agenda item 9, you have in your council packets the report from Mr. Aller concerning the micro-surfacing projects that take place this year. I asked him to be prepared to discuss this with you tonight, because it does take in quite a few streets and McCord Road coming up this summer. 700 homes may be impacted with this change, and I would bet that at least a few of those may give you a call. So, Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we, in the past with this project, we've done door-to-door delivery of the letters, and because the areas that we've done have been smaller areas, but our project, micro-surfacing project this year is larger than we've done in the past. Covers much more different areas, as you can see from the areas that are listed there. And when we started counting the condos and things of that nature that are in some of these neighborhoods, the house count got pretty large, as you can see. And so we took a look and talked with the company that sends out our water and our utility bills, Smart Bill, and we said, are we able to isolate certain accounts and ask you to input a letter into those accounts? And they said, yeah, we can do that with no problem. And so that's the route that we went. We will be, there are about 780 homes that are affected with this project, and we typically will give advance notice whenever we're doing projects in an area. So we'll be able to notify the residents here. You can see the areas that we're going to be doing. You know, a lot of neighborhood streets, the subdivisions that are listed, we're essentially hitting every street in that neighborhood. So several streets will be getting work done this summer. The primary being one of the most visible, if you will, as the mayor indicated, is McCord Road. We will be doing that from Sylvania to Brent. And it will be done basically one lane at a time. We will not have to close traffic in any direction, but we'll obviously have some lanes closed as we move through the project. So a lot of work in covering a lot of area, and you know, we look forward. Right now, the project is anticipated to be done mid to late July, depending on how their schedule goes from here until that time comes. But that's the schedule that we're looking at for now.
I would hope, Kevin, that it doesn't slip a couple of weeks, because McCord Road gets to be a little different situation around the 18th of August.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we have already set the schedule and made them well aware that we need to be out of there before school. We were a little concerned that the new subdivision, Woodland Hills, they had to make a couple cuts on, utility cuts on McCord Road to get going. And we were trying to prod them along to get their work complete so that we could then get our micro-surfacing work done. And they completed that work last week, and so we'll be ready to go now with our micro-surfacing.
Great. Sand is what Nola formed.
In the letter, I believe, it's listed as Sylvania Square, I think that's a mistype, it should be Sylvan Square, that's just so everybody, I think, is that correct? This is the one around Sylvan Elementary School, so that's a big difference, I don't know where Sylvania Square is. Sylvan Square is a lot of neighborhood, there's a lot of houses back in there. Also, last year, the contractor staged at Centennial Terrace, do you know where he's gonna, where you're gonna let him stage this year, because that makes a difference as well?
So far, we've indicated to him that we can provide the same area for staging, and he may end up having to use it, but I would assume...
It's a big plant, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I would assume that he's probably touching base with the schools to try to use McCord Junior High, because it's pretty centrally located for...
Yeah, that would be perfect.
For most of these areas.
All these are right there in the southeast corner of town.
Yeah, I don't know that he is, but I would guess that he is.
All right.
And real quick, Kevin, is, these are all being done during the day, right? McCord's, you don't, there's no opportunity to do that at night, so that there's not as much impact there?
No, with this process, it's a little less, you need...
Some heat to dry it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It works a little better.
Because of the center turn lane, traffic will be maintained both directions, but there will be no center turn lane.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I was just thinking that the other one you did in front of Kroger, but that was a mill and fill, not just a micro...
That was a one night, that was really good.
Nobody even noticed until it was done.
Yeah.
I was there bright and early the next morning, and they were all gone.
Yeah, things went very well.
Yep. Okay. Any further questions for Mr. Aller? All right, then, on to agenda item 10, committee reports. Employee and Community Relations Committee did meet on June the 15th to discuss the calendar. Mr. Sanford, were you going to give that report?
I can...
Or was somebody else assigned to do that?
I can get it started.
Katie, were you going to give it? I'm not trying to slight you at all.
I think we just kind of left it, I mean, either way.
We can ad lib a little bit.
You do have it in your supplemental materials right here.
You can all chip in. At the committee meeting, Ray Betts and Danny Fuller were there, and I think in your packet you got a copy of what they brought and talked about. The concept for the calendar will be the trees of Sylvania, and they just answered some questions, and the next step is to come back and...
I thought about different...
To the committee and show some of the pictures that they're going to identify and how it would look in the calendar.
I bet they do.
Kind of go from there, but I think the committee, and again, Katie and Jason and Sandy, I think we had a pretty good understanding, it seemed like the committee seemed supportive of the direction where they want to go.
Right, and they did point out there were, I mean, this has already been used for the Chambers T-shirt, and so they're not going to use this exactly, but it's going to be a spin out of this Tree City, and pictures with trees in different creative ways.
So it's, oh, and also report, because we're starting with some of the other legwork, and Republic Services is already committed to being the sponsor again for next year, and I can give those updates along the way as we get more feedback from folks.
And certainly any comments you've gotten, oversights on the calendar, or things that we should change, now's the time. For the most part, it's been very well received. There's some copies of it sitting right over there, I see.
There's some more information.
I'm passing them out in the Worthington area.
And there's some more information, you know, speaking of Republic, with the refuse schedule and some of the recycling items, and there's some things there that we're going to review and get Kevin's input as to what needs to be included there. And then with that, Kevin, help me with the, what if you had those...
Storm sewer educational pieces.
Yes.
We'll include those again.
Good.
Those pieces enable us to meet our, one of the criteria for our annual stormwater permit. So being able to utilize the calendar to put those on there, we don't have to send out another mailer. Yeah, so it's a huge help.
I anticipate, Mayor, then an update from the committee in a few months, probably.
Again, we have the same two ladies, Ray Betts and Danny. Doing the work, we're very fortunate to have them doing it. both of those ladies are getting busier and busier, but we're fortunate to have them back. As for this logo, I believe it's already been adopted by the chamber or by the art commission or both?
Yeah, that's what Katie was referring to, that they used it for their T-shirt.
So they stated that they will not use the same logo, but they were just presenting that as a concept.
I bet you that they refine one, might be a different tree there instead of the sideway tree. We'll see what they come up with there. I don't know, I thought I said it that way all the time. 43560. Very, yes, very good. If there's nothing else, let's move on to a report of the zoning. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was the second part.
Okay.
Leslie, you wanted to mention the second part of that committee meeting.
So I could add that we talked about two other topics that have kind of been around and back and forth. And one of them is the process that we use to appoint board members to our local organizations like the Historical Village, the Board of Zoning Appeals, and Sage Art. And we had some really good, productive conversation around it, but we didn't come up with a firm, this is what we're going to do, because we realized that although there's a lot of similarities, there's a lot of differences too that we need to consider, and we didn't want to just throw something together. And then, especially the Historical Village, we wanted to be cognizant that we put this together the right way. So we had some great productive conversation, but no decision was made. We also talked about funding requests from local organizations. Also, some great productive conversation, but no official resolutions were made, and we'll probably bring it back up at our next community relations meeting. And that was it.
Thank you. Okay, then let's move on to possibly setting a zoning and annexation committee meeting, but perhaps not.
Well, we can. I certainly want to send something on the sign. Leslie, you want to tell council what the issue is?
Yes, thank you. We recently discovered some ambiguity in two of our sign code sections, 1166.11 and 1166.12, specifically wall signs permitted in both the B2 and the B3 business districts, and the way to calculate the maximum area per individual sign base is a little bit ambiguous. It's really clear cut in every other section in whether to use the wall footage or the lot line footage, but in this case it is not. So we just need to, or I'm hoping to set a draft some proposed legislation for the committee to consider about those two sections. That's the little bit more clear-cut one. The second one is how to address our temporary signs. I don't know if there seems to be a little bit of maybe too many temporary signs popping up, and I've done a little bit of research. I want to dig into it a little bit more. I know we are limited in the ways that we can control them, but I know that other communities have enacted legal constitutional legislation limiting specifically the promotional banners that have been popping up along that you may have seen. So those are the two sign things that I think that I would like to talk to the committee about.
Promotional banners, those things.
Yes. Right, yep, exactly.
Leslie, do we need to do that before July 17th?
No, there's no rush on these.
Okay.
From an administrative standpoint.
How about if we do this, Pat? And how much time do you want? 45 minutes?
Sure, that should be enough.
Why don't we meet at 6:45 on the 17th?
Sounds good.
Okay.
July 17th.
6:45 on the 17th of July.
Let's see, what were those numbers again?
1166.11, 1166.12, And specifically, it's the wall sign calculation. And then the temporary sign section is 1166.07.
Thank you.
All right. And we're going to do that in chambers, obviously.
Clerk has so ordered the post. Any additional committee reports or meetings to set at this time? Any committee referrals? Hearing none, that brings us to the end of our agenda. We've already discussed information item D. You have the meeting minutes from the Plan Commission and the Board of Architectural Review. Question, Mrs. Westfall.
I just want to have a quick question on this, on the move from Kennebunk. And it looks like item number 8 is Sylvania, probably, but I'm wondering if there are others, and if you might just let us know via email or something which ones are Sylvania related. I did try to do a quick scan, but it was harder than I thought.
There's actually a bunch.
Huh?
There's quite a few.
Mr. App, is it appropriate to have?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is that making sense to you?
That, the meetings for that were done so long ago, and I forget which projects made the list, so I will.
Just shoot an email with the numbers, out of curiosity.
We have been doing well, and in our future projects, we'll do well as well with grants and dollars coming to Sylvania. There's no doubt about that. Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
We're moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting in 4 weeks on July 17th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for coming.